Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Bayani Ghaladhi Tahreem Shahadati Zuri. The chapter on the severe prohibition of giving false testimony, to give false testimony, to falsely give evidence in court or give false evidence in another sitting where somebody else is involved. So this is what this hadith is speaking about. Why this is so serious? One is when a person speaks a lie, then often it happens that the lie affects him. But when a person is giving false testimony and is giving false evidence, now what this happens is it affects other people. Sometimes it's one people, sometimes it's two people, sometimes it can affect the whole community because of this false evidence that he's giving. So these hadith show us how severe it is to give false evidence. So the ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak mentions, فَاجْتَنِبُ الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُ قُولَ الزُّورِ. So abstain from the impurity of idols. And immediately after Allah Pak is talking about impurity of idols, Allah Pak is saying, abstain from false talk. قال الله تعالى وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Allah Pak says, abstain from all types of false talk. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Allah Pak says, do not pursue what you have no knowledge of. When a person is giving false evidence, and he's pursuing things that he don't have knowledge of, or things that he's giving wrong information about, so this ayat is specifically saying what the person does not have knowledge of. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah Pak says, when any word escapes him, there is a guard ready by him. There is a malaik, there is an angel, there is a malak that is there by him, that this angel is waiting to take whatever word he is saying to record it. So this word now is recorded in the day of Qiyamah. It will be presented that this is what this person had spoken. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Allah Pak says, verily your sustainer is ever vigilant. Mirsad, on watch, on guard. Like out of them you have a security guard that is just watching, he's just surveying, he's doing a surveillance of what's happening around. So remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that. He's on guard, he's watching, he's seeing what is happening. You may think that you can escape the people, you can never ever escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. Allah Pak is speaking about those people of Iman. He says, and those who do not give false testimony. When Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر؟ قلنا بلى يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الإشراك بالله وعقوق الوالدين. وكان متكئا فجلس فقال ألا وقول الزور. فما زال يكررها حتى قلنا ليته سكت. متفق عليه. هذا أبو بكر نفي بن حارث رضي الله عنه نريد. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, should I not inform you of the most serious of major sins? So one is major gunas, and here is the most serious of the major gunas. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Sahaba this, he asked this question three times. Now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked it one time, that already it's important because it's a major of, or it's the most severe of the major sins. And then he asked it one time, Ya Rasulullah repeated this question three times to Sahaba. So then Sahaba replied, when they would ask, Sahaba replied that indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ascribing, when Rasulullah sallam explains, ascribing al-ishraku billah, ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately after that, wa uququl walidain, disobeying parents. It shows how serious it is to disobey parents. Immediately after ascribing partners, committing shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning disobeying of parents. And here this is something that is very, very serious. It's taken very lightly, especially in today's time and age, where children don't think it serious of, don't take it severe and serious to disobey the parents. So this is something in Sharia that is very, very serious. In fact, it is mentioned that when a father commands his son, then something that is mubah, not something that is haram, something that mubah means permissible. In some matter that it is permissible, he is commanding the son. So from permissible, in other words, just being permissible, that hukam now is elevated to wajib. It becomes wajib for the son now to listen to what the father is saying. First, for example, the father may have told the son to do something. At that time, the thing that the father is telling the son to do may be just permissible. But the moment the father had told the son, instructed, and commanded the son to do it, Now it's no longer just permissible, now it is wajib for the son to do. So therefore Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that when the father is instructing the son to do anything, or he wants the son or the child or the daughter to do anything, then what he should do, he shouldn't give it in an instruction. He should rather say, how nice if you do this. So now that doesn't become an instruction. So if the son or the child doesn't do it for whatever reason, it doesn't become a guna, like leaving out a wajib. If the person leaves out a wajib, you know it's a guna. So now it doesn't become a guna for the child. To save the child from guna, don't give it in an instruction. See how nice it should be if you do this. So the child also must be intelligent. Unfortunately, today's time, that people complain so much, but it's something for us to remember, that when it comes to the children, we don't want them to fall into guna. So let us even change that way of instruction and advise them how serious this is. Immediately after Allah Pak is mentioning about shirk, Allah is saying, وَحُقُوقُ walidain, disobedience to parents. وَكَانَ مُتَّكِيًا فَجَلَسَ. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was saying these things to Sahaba, he was resting back. But at this point he woke up. فَقَالَ أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورُ فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُ حَتَّى قُلَّ لَيْتَهُ سَكَتَ. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set up to show even more importance to what he is saying. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and giving false testimony, he continued repeating this until we hoped that he would remain silent. He repeated and giving false testimony. So here he is explaining the most severe of the major sins. And then when he came to this part, he says, giving false testimony, he continued repeating these words until Sahaba said, فَمَا زَالُ يُكَرِّرُهَا حَتَّى قُلْنَا لَيْتَهُ سَكَتَ. فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُهَا حَتَّى قُلْنَا لَيْتَهُ سَكَتَ. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continued repeating these words until we wished he remained silent. Ulama explained, why did they say this? We wished that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remained silent. It's because Sahaba had so much of love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They knew that it was causing him takleef to repeat these words. But the only reason he was repeating these words to show how serious it is to give false testimony, to give false evidence. So he was repeating it because of that. We just hope he remains silent so he doesn't have to go through the takleef. We understood that he was trying to emphasize it, what he was saying. But so that he gets saved from the takleef, we hope that he just remains silent. And this is what you call love. But they didn't even want Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to go through that level of takleef. He needed to repeat one statement. So careful they were, and so much of love they had for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's like a person or like a child who has a lot of love for his mother, a lot of love for his father, and he can see that they are emphasizing something because it's something that is worrying them. So that child will say, Ma, don't worry, I'll sort it out, I'll do it, just to keep the mother at ease, to keep the mother comfortable, or keep the father comfortable. The child will say that, but the parent doesn't have to continuously worry, so the parent will be at ease. Yes, Sahaba had so much of love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was saying that we just desired he would have kept quiet, so that he doesn't have to go through that extra takleef for us. May Allah subhanAllah give us the tawfiq. The fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to mention it so much tells us how serious it is. If ever we have to ever give evidence or testimony, whether it's in our benefit or against us, it doesn't matter. But the fact is we should be very honest in what we have to say. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillah.